Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I give you an honest first impression based on my 14 years of listening to podcasts. And today we're listening to Tension. Their website is anchor.fm/John-LaCase. So that would be my first impression. Get something like Tension Podcast, Tension Show, something, and point that at your website. And if you're a regular listener of the show, I won't go into my typical rant about Anchor. Just I'll put a link in the show notes for the video that shows why Anchor is a really bad idea. But here is their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts. It says, Tension is an overview based on life, death, science, scholarship, school, ethics, philosophy, region, space, time, meditation, anxiety, election, lucid dreams, and near-death experience, NDE. Now, as a first-time experience here, I'm like, that just looks like you just put a bunch of keywords together. Let's continue. From personal stories and recollections of lived experiences to interviews with old souls and scientific researchers. Okay, for the record, that's not a complete sentence. That would be a comma there, not a period. Tension is as random as it is exciting, with discussions by ordinary people of extraordinary capacity. I still don't know what they're talking about, though, besides life, death, science. Okay, let's continue. Tension will weave the line of personal narrative while providing an easy-to-listen-to experience. From the Ross Stewart Andrew Studio in Seattle. Okay, for the record, we don't care where it came from. You could leave that out. Is the overview, it just that's it, of all that stuff. Okay, so I'm thinking this is about near-death experience, but I honestly don't know with this. Here's who it's for and here's what to expect is how I usually define how to write your intro. But we're going to listen to episode number 18 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go. All right.
Let's hear about you. Tell me about growing up in Montana.
It was 20 years of experimentation, but it was an interesting time in my life because...
Okay, I'm going to stop this right here. I literally feel like I walked into the middle of a movie. I have no idea who the host is. I have no idea what the show is about, and I have no idea who we're talking to. That's really interesting. Okay.
My mother and my dad came from different parts
around
the world merchant marine. He had a lot of travel, and when he came back to Montana, my mother was fascinated by that, and she hadn't been anywhere.
So, and that was her choice, right?
Well, it was. She was younger, though. She was almost 20 years younger than my dad. So.
But do you think she ever wanted to travel the world?
Oh, eventually she did.
If this is like an intro clip, it's awfully long.
His famous line, as you've probably heard before, I don't know, is that, when it came to travel, after he traveled all that time, he said that there's, whenever you'd mention a trip to him, he'd say there's nothing about that trip that a copy of National Geographic and a good bowel movement wouldn't cure.
I still don't know what they're talking about.
So, obviously, he wasn't a traveler, none of those.
Well, in a merchant marine, I mean, that's quite a life. My dad was, you know, you're talking about a crew of six and
I'm so confused.
A lot of time with only each other.
Yeah. He was in Shanghai in Kowloon and those places in the early 1920s.
My dad was one of the first ships, actually was the first ship.
So we're eavesdropping on a conversation.
After, what, the 80s, after the open up trade.
How about that?
I know, right? Look, see?
Yeah.
Okay, normally I would just tune out at this point. I'm going to give him a little more time.
So my dad was all about the mountains, and he was a hunter. And so I spent 20 years walking in the mountains with my dad. Mm-hmm. And when I wasn't doing that, I was going to the theater with my mom.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. And so that was a split. So I became, so that's the yin and yang of my life.
Right.
When I grew up. And that worked out pretty well. I mean, I'm kind of glad. My mom and dad might have not been the happiest two people.
Can you explain who I'm listening to?
They did not get divorced. And they did stay together. And after my dad died, my mother was real clear that my dad, that no one ever measured up to my dad. So Montana is Mike Mansfield to the 10th power. He dumped so much money into Western Montana when he was a majority leader of the Senate that we were awash in money.
Right.
And plus Montana is a pretty well-kept secret because people like to talk about it, but they don't know how to get there. And they sure as hell don't want to drive across it because it's way too big. Okay. It's way too cold.
You were raised Catholic, no?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I am confused. Very confused on this. The part I liked was the opening music. And then it went into this lion growl and some sort of loon. Norman, listen to the loons. And then I literally was catapulted into the middle of a conversation. And I don't know who this person is or why I should listen to him, but he's telling me about his parents. I don't care about his parents because I have no idea why he's here. Now, if you had started off the show and said, hey, today I'm going to talk to, you know, Bill, whatever Johnson, and wait till you hear his story, blah, 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 but he overcame it. Wait till you hear this. You got to tease me. You got to let me know where the bus is going. And instead, you kind of just catapulted me right into the bus. And I'm like, what? Where are we going? And the stories are boring. I have no, it's not like, and you won't believe this, you know, my mom and dad got divorced. Shocking. Okay. So you have to figure out who your audience is and what they want, because this is, I don't get it at this point. And you, again, the whole point of this podcast is you have about 2 minutes to grab them. And in reality, it's more like 30 seconds, if not 15. And if you could say, welcome to Tension, where we blah, 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 you know, today. So you introduce the show, you know, for the such and such person who wants blah, 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 however you want to do that. And then explain who your guest is and why you're excited they're on. Then this whole thing of having somebody far right and somebody far left in the headphones, there are a fair number of people that listen at work with one earbud, because I know, because I'm in these Facebook groups and they're like, hey, that's not going to work for me because I can't listen with two earbuds. And it's super easy to fix. You could either split this track and make it both mono, so it would sound like this.
It was 20 years of experimentation. But it was an interesting time in my life because my mother and my dad came from different parts of the universe.
So that would be a super easy fix to do. And I would just kind of figure out what, you know, why did you bring this person on? What value are they bringing to your audience? And then get to it. I think some people think that all a podcast is a conversation. And while you want your interviews to be conversational, it's not just a conversation. It can't be, hey, Bill, like, what's the weather like where you're at? How are the kids? What about that, Jane? Do you still like pumpkin pie? I don't know. I don't care about this guy's parents because I don't know who he is. Now, if you tell me he's one of the brightest, biggest blah, blah, blahs, okay, now I might want to know about his story. But really, it's when they bring value to your audience, then your audience wants to know their backstory. But until they bring value, your audience doesn't really care. So your audio quality, it sounded okay. I my guess is you're doing a Blue Yeti and you're both on one side of the microphone. And for that, it was okay. There was a fair amount of background noise, but not a ton. I mean, it was listenable. And you're using Anchor, and again, it's not a great service. So all in all, I would figure out, I would go back, I would redo your description and say, here's who the show is for, and here's what you can expect. I would start off explaining again, welcome to the blah, blah show, where blah, 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 blah. You know, explain people, here's what the show is about, and then introduce your guest. Today on the show, we have so-and-so. I'm so glad they were here, and then go from there. But at this point, it just seemed all over the place. And I, like I said, I would have tuned out after about 2 minutes. So it needs a little focus. But I thought your voice was fine. I thought your guest sounded okay. The whole stereo thing doesn't work. So you've got some things where you're headed in the right direction. I just think you need a little focus at this point. So if you need some And again, I would get a domain name, because when you say, oh, my website is anchor.fm/this/that, nobody's going to remember that. And so that would be the other thing I would fix. If you need help with this, of course, you can come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want a full review of your show, where we go over not just the beginning, but the middle and the end, and we go over your audio quality, we go over your website, we go over your goals, like what is the goal of the podcast, so we can kind of gauge if you're doing the right things to reach your goal, then go out and visit me at podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, and we can really help you with your show there. So thanks so much for tuning in. It's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.